Hey everyone, and welcome to But That's Just My Opinion, a podcast hosted by me, Matt Lantrip, where I interview people about any opinion they have on any topic of their choice. So, this week I have Jared LeGrand back on. We're going over our Week 8 rankings and our Super Bowl picks and all that stuff, with the Super Bowl being this Sunday. It's Patriots versus Falcons. You'll hear our picks later on, but we can discuss how terrible some of our picks were and how spot on some of our picks were. Mainly being the Patriots number one overall for both of us. And there is one in there that was a huge letdown. So yeah, it was a lot of fun going back through it and realizing how much or how little we knew about teams at that point. And honestly, just kind of reflecting on the season, seeing the huge swings teams had after the first half of the season and how bad these playoffs were. But we're very excited for the Super Bowl. So I just want to go ahead and get into this real quick. So here we go.
That's when I just stopped listening to that bullshit in general.
It's still a great genre of music, bro. But you don't need... No matter what I try to say on music, we'll never agree.
Yeah.
I found... it's coming in the mail, but I actually found Life of Pablo for face value instead of like $60. And it's in the mail.
A vinyl?
Yeah.
They make those still?
Do you not... Really? How long... How many times have you been over here?
I don't know. Like three?
that whole row right there and that top are all vinyl.
This is the second time I've been here since it's all been put together.
No. Third.
No.
Because the first time we did this.
Oh, yeah. Third.
It was in November. We definitely had this all put together by then.
I forgot about that one.
You know the whole reason you're here?
Yeah.
Not just last week. Yeah, it's hard to get people to come out this way.
I'll be 5 minutes away in like a month.
Nice. Then me and you can play racquetball all the time.
I played basketball the other day. It's so sore. Dude, yeah. I was so sore from racquetball for three days.
My knee hasn't like stopped hurting.
Yeah, well, you're old.
I'm carrying around too much weight for my knee. I gotta lose weight.
Me too.
When you move back over, we can be workout buddies.
Do you have a gym?
Membership? I do. No, I have a gym here. Oh. Do you want to just use the gym here?
Is it a good gym?
It's a decent gym. I'll show you after.
I pay $40 a month for 24.
I pay my rent to use this gym. but we can check it out downstairs. I mean, it doesn't have free weights, but it has every machine.
I'm all about the free weights, bro.
Sure you are. You all about those gains? Trying to get your gains?
Yep, eating donuts, lifting weights.
Oh, that actually sounds like a great life. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to That's Just My Opinion. And today, this is a familiar voice. We got Jared LeGrand back on the podcast.
Glad to be back.
Yeah.
Talking about some football.
Yeah, we're doing so it's another sports episode for all people that don't care about sports. If you want to know, well, I mean, if you listen to the last time Jared was on, we did a Week 8 review, and this time the Super Bowl is this upcoming weekend, and we're going to be talking about how we did on our last episode in terms of picks and rankings, and we're going to preview the Super Bowl a little bit. Not too much to preview that you won't see everywhere else. Like, I haven't seen... ESPN has been literally running it. Like,
Barstool Sports is at this, like, live Comedy Central show every night at, like, midnight, and they just, like, ramble on about, like, politics and sports and everything that's good in the world. Some guy was wearing a Goodell Loves ISIS shirt last night.
That's great.
It was pretty funny. They've also been banned from, like, asking any sort of questions at any media day ever by Roger Goodell. That's why he was wearing that shirt.
Why'd they get banned?
I don't know. They're like a fake sports thing. They're like...
Oh, they're not actually...
Like, Barstool Sports is kind of like... Not really sports, but kind of sports. The only thing sports about it is the name Barstool Sports.
Oh, they're just like an opinion website?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of like what we're doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like if we were allowed to ask questions.
We probably could. It's actually really easy to get media passes.
Really?
Yeah.
We should try.
All right.
Next year.
Yeah, we'll try for like one of the Chargers games.
Yeah, in that small-ass stadium.
That no one's going to be in anyways because no one gives a shit.
I'll go to the Chargers and the Eagles game.
Let's go. Tickets will be like $10 because they won't be able to sell any.
I hope so. And the Rams. Rams won't sell any tickets either.
Dude, those tickets are so expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know a bunch of season ticket holders, so hopefully they'll hook it up.
Let's go. I want to try to go to the Niners. Hopefully
no, it's no one wants to see
hopefully
the
it's on Christmas. Dude, Kyle Shanahan.
Who cares?
I do.
Your GM has never been any sort of GM or anything ever.
I don't care. He'll be fine. He'll be
He's not even a good analyst.
He'll be better than Balky.
No?
Yeah.
He found Kaepernick.
Look how that's paying off.
He went to the Super Bowl.
No, Jim Harbaugh went to the Super Bowl despite them.
No, nah, that was all Cap.
No.
Yeah.
That was Harbaugh.
Anyways.
That whole thing was on Harbaugh.
We'll talk about the 49ers in 10 years when they're good again.
Dude, give it two. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, bro. 2 years. I'm calling it right now.
Who's the quarterback?
Not anyone we have now. Dude, Deshaun Watson. Let's go.
Browns are going to get Deshaun Watson if they're smart, but we all know they're not.
Dude, how many quarterbacks can they take in drafts?
I don't know. They just passed up Carson Wentz last draft, so...
I mean, who'd they take? I guess they didn't take anyone this year.
No. Well, they took Cody Kessler, but that guy got hurt every time he went out on the field.
Yeah, and that was...
And every Browns quarterback got hurt because they can't block.
Yeah, but that was also, like, later in the draft.
Yeah, that was, like, sixth round.
Yeah, it is... Well, I don't know. Dude, Deshaun...
Actually, it was before... He got drafted before... Dallas guy that I don't
Dak.
Remember. Yeah, Dak. I try not to remember anybody on that team.
Dude, when I was making this updated list of everything that we said from the last podcast, just listening to you go off on Dallas.
God, I'm so...
You were so salty. Dak is not anywhere near as good as anyone says he is.
He would have won a game.
They're a terrible... What are you talking about?
You know what I hang my hat on
this
year?
They had the number one seed overall.
And they lost their first playoff game per usual Dallas Cowboys season.
Yeah, but that's Cowboys.
Dak Prescott had a good game. Zeke ran for 125. Dez caught two touchdowns, and they still lost the game.
Dude, that's because the Packers were just...
That's just because...
The Packers were ridiculous.
You know what the Eagles and the Cowboys have in common this year?
They're both... I don't know. The Cowboys are better, so...
They each went 1-1 against each other. That's
okay.
Pretty common. And okay. They won the same amount of playoff games this year.
But who was actually in the playoffs?
Doesn't matter. I mean, you couldn't tell by the amount of games that they won that they were in the playoffs. I love it. I went off on everybody at work because I had to be there at work watching the game. And,
yeah.
I was just like, not even helping people, just like cheesing my ass off when I saw Mason Crosby drill two 50-yard field goals to win it.
You're like, I don't need commission today. It's
no,
fine.
I'll pass. My commission is the Cowboys losing.
Yeah.
That was a paycheck worth of commission right there.
Such sweet loss.
And then just to rub it, one of my coworkers is a Cowboys fan. He was talking to a fellow Cowboys fan that comes into the shop. And they were talking about like a hole-in-one story. He's like, oh, and I hit a great shot. It landed 2 feet from the hole. I'm like, oh, that's a lot of things Cowboys fans know. 2 feet, like when Jared Cook got 2 feet down in bounds with 20 seconds to go. I ruined the story. For them, at least.
For you, it was...
For me, it made the story.
You just say that and, like, walk off.
Well, the guy
off.
Gave me so much shit during the year about the Eagles. I'm like, all right, just wait till you lose in the playoffs again.
There you go.
And they did.
Oh, this is your manager, right?
No, one of my customers.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you said your manager was like a huge
Cowboys. No, I have two coworkers that are huge Cowboys fans.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Well, what should we start with? Should we start with our rankings and see how bad we were on those?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Let's start from the bottom again. So number 10 for each of us, Jared, was the Eagles. I didn't even have the Eagles in my top 10, so thank God.
They finished 2-0, baby.
They what?
They finished beating the Giants and the Cowboys.
They finished 2-0.
I wouldn't put them top 10, obviously.
No. And I had the Vikings. Both of those teams did not make the playoffs. And no. I called it last time. I said this was the collapse of the Vikings.
I didn't know they were going to epically collapse. I knew they couldn't sustain 5-0 or 5-1.
I had a feeling.
Or what were they when we talked? Like 7-6-2?
I think they would have been 5-2.
5-2.
Yeah, because they were. I think they were just coming off that that loss to the Lions.
Yeah.
That, like, overtime loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that...
Well, Sam Bradford set the record for best completion percentage in a season, so...
There you go.
They got that going for them.
So that, at least they got that.
They
so
can't run... Nice. Adrian Peterson looks like he's 50 out there coming off that injury.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah. He said... Didn't he say he wants to go play for the Giants?
He put Giants, Texans, and Bucks. It's like...
All right.
Those are...
That's weird.
Random teams.
Yeah. Bucks? I could see the Giants and maybe the Texans.
I mean, if he wants to come to the Eagles, I'm down. Better than Ryan Matthews.
What about Darren Sproles, man?
He's not a starting running back. That guy gets beat up if he carries the ball too many times. He's 5'6".
Every time he gets in a huddle, it's just like, who let the little kid in?
He's a good change of pace back, and he's only got one more year in him. He said he's done after this, and he's a free agent, so we have to re-sign him.
Yeah. So that was wrong. Yeah. Then number 9, I had the Steelers. Still a decent location for them, but
Falcons.
Vikings, you had the Falcons at number 9.
I had them in my top 10.
Yeah, but they got the number 2 seed overall. Number 2
they
seed
got
in
hot.
The NFC. They did. They were hot the whole year.
They got hot at the end.
I would say probably maybe right after we did the podcast, they just...
Yeah. I mean, Eagles just beat them. That's why I hope the Falcons win, so I could say we beat a team that won the Super Bowl. So we're better than them. That's the logic.
That's terrible. You were so undervalued on the Falcons.
Whatever. You live and you learn. You're undervalued on the Steelers.
I was, but not by much.
So I was only 7 points off?
Yeah, I guess were.
I guess I was 6 points off.
6 points?
Who would you say, Falcons or Steelers? If they played, who's better?
Oh, Falcons.
Okay, going into the playoffs, who is better?
Falcons.
I'd say it's pretty close.
Falcons.
Actually, the Steelers didn't get... The Steelers went to get the number 2. Who's number 2?
Number 2 is the Chiefs.
Oh, that's right.
See?
That's
we right. got it right here. Yeah. Number 2 was the Chiefs. Which I can't believe they lost to Pittsburgh.
Well, the Chiefs beat the Falcons. The Steelers beat the Chiefs. So the Steelers would be better than the Falcons.
Oh, we're not. Doesn't matter.
Whatever. I messed up. They should have been like at least 4 on that list.
Like where I had them.
Yeah.
So then Packers and Raiders so you had Packers at 8, I had a Raiders.
Man, poor Raiders.
I know. Oh God.
I finally have a year and their quarterback dies.
In the last week. Or was it
second
two
to last
yeah,
week?
2 weeks left.
And then I watched their last game against the Broncos and their quarterbacks were just terrible.
I felt so bad.
Matt McGloin just missing. He looked like our IM's quarterback, just missing wide open receivers by a lot.
If Derek Carr would have been there, Raiders probably would have had that second seed.
It's possible, and they for sure would have beat the Texans.
Yeah, they for sure would have been. They definitely would have beat the Texans if that was the case. And then Packers did better than I think anyone else expected. And that last, they had like a 5-game win streak or something.
Oh, they were like dying when we had a podcast, and then they were pretty much dead, and then they played us. They killed us at home.
And they just
turned. And
they
didn't lose
around.
Another game until Atlanta.
There's a reason they were still
the crap out.
There was a reason they were still in
these
our
playoffs.
Top
sucked,
10.
Dude.
Yeah, these were. We'll get to it in a minute, but they were not that great. Then let's see. So Vikings at 7 for you. That was a very bad call.
Yeah.
Chiefs at 6 for both of us. I think that's a perfect placement for them.
Nah, they finished the season out good. They should have been top 4.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true because they
won their division.
Won their division, got the second seed overall.
They got screwed in their game against the Steelers. That was not a hold. I wouldn't have called
it
a hold.
No, neither would I. They definitely should have won that game.
Yeah, that guy, well, at least got it to overtime, and who knows what happens there. But
Yeah, that last play.
The 2-point conversion.
Stupid.
So, yeah, he slipped.
Terrible. Yeah, that was a really bad call. Yeah. But it happens.
Maybe in week 2 of the regular season on a 2nd and 5, that's maybe a holding call, but not in the playoffs on a 2-point conversion.
Yeah. And then I feel like there's just a curse with Andy Reid.
Yeah, geez.
He'll make a great team all season, and the playoffs just can't pull through.
Imagine if they had a real quarterback. I mean, Alex Smith is a real quarterback, but imagine if they had someone halfway decent at quarterback.
Dude, I love Alex Smith, man. I think he's a great quarterback.
He's a good game manager, but he's not a game changer.
I think he's great. Yeah. I think he's
Harbaugh thought he was so great that he benched him.
That was a different story. He got hurt. Cap came in. They realized they had something that no other team could stop, so they decided they had to change the game plan.
He's a game manager. He's not a game changer.
All right.
That's what takes the Chiefs from being a Super Bowl contender to a team that struggles to score points in the playoffs.
Yeah. But how about that emergence of Tyreek Hill in the last half of the season?
Yeah, they started using him more.
No, that dude was insane.
Yeah, he's like a DeSean Jackson.
But better.
He's different in a way that he doesn't, like, they don't send him deep all day. He doesn't play receiver all day.
He does everything.
He does everything, yeah.
He's a running back. He's a wide receiver. He's a kick returner.
We should put him out in quarterback.
Probably.
He's a little too small for
that. Put him out there like Odell in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And then, Chiefs there. You had Raiders at 5. At the time, very good. Very good spot for them.
With Derek Carr, I still think that's a good spot.
Yeah, exactly. With Derek Carr, I would say I would have had him low. And then Seattle at 5 for me. I think I ended good there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might have been a little too high on Seattle. Dude, watching them, I have to say Carly and I went out to Figueroa Mountain out here in Agora Hills.
Yeah.
Went to their brew, their like pub over there, and we were watching the game there, and there was a bunch of Seahawks fans there. And by halftime, just watching them all like, oh man, this is
good. I thought they put up a better fight.
Dude,
we'll get to that in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I just got to say, that was a great feeling to watch. Then,
the Seahawks are to you what the Cowboys are for me. So, like, I'll badmouth the Cowboys, and you'll badmouth the Seahawks all day.
Yeah, but I don't say they aren't as good as they are.
I wouldn't say that either, but I truly believe the Cowboys weren't as good as they were.
Sure.
Look, they didn't win a playoff game. They lost to a team that got hammered the next week.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't blame... Excuse me. The thing is, you can't say that Green Bay was like, oh, just they had, for some reason in that Atlanta game, they were just terrible.
Yeah, they were dropping balls. Yeah, they were a good team. But
leading up to that, they were, that it
game
looked
was,
like
That
they
game
were,
against the Cowboys wasn't even as close as the scoreboard says it was.
No, but leading up to that, the Green Bay Packers looked like one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, but so do the Cowboys, right? They basically, you don't count that Eagles loss, they lost one game all year, or two games.
Yeah.
Both to the Giants.
Yeah. It was just weird.
They already beat the Packers this year.
That Atlanta-Green Bay game should have been a lot closer based on the trajectory that the Green Bay Packers had going in.
Yeah.
Cowboys at 4. I guess that's.
Let's just get to where we royally screwed up, and that was the Broncos at 2.
Yeah,
boy, do they suck.
We did have Pats over at 1 overall, and that's still looking like the best.
Well, yeah, that's like anybody. My sister could have put Pats at 1.
Which team is Tom Brady on again? Oh, that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which team cheated last year and every year before that? Oh, well, we'll put that team number one.
Everyone says they cheated. They just saw there was no rule. And they went
for no it. Rule that says you can't deflate footballs or like film thing. Other people.
I'm thinking like, yeah, I'm thinking.
What rule did they almost break this time that I didn't hear about?
Oh, no, that's the one I was thinking about.
What, Deflategate?
No, the other one.
Spygate?
I thought that wasn't like a
Hoodgate?
Full, wasn't there some rule where it's like it technically wasn't, they technically didn't break any rules. It was just kind of one of those things like, hey, man, you shouldn't do that.
No, I think there's a rule that says you can't film other teams' practices.
Well, now there is, but...
There had to have been a rule back then. Or some sort of like stipulation that you can't have cameras at other teams' practices.
Yeah, there was
some. That's like common sense.
See, that's the thing. I think it was just like a, hey, don't do that because...
Common sense video laws. Yeah.
No, but I don't think there was an actual rule on the book yet.
Whatever. Spygate still sucked. That screwed me.
Yeah. Yeah, Broncos, what happened? What happened?
Dude, they got injured. They couldn't run the ball because CJ Anderson got hurt, right? He was out for the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they give it to, who's it? Devontae Booker. He fumbles all day.
Yeah, he was in last time we talked.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Just
they forgot how to play.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, Trevor Siemian's looking so good.
How did two Broncos make the Pro Bowl at wide receiver?
Who, Emmanuel Sanders and
Demaryius Thomas. That was two of the four.
I think that's just because their rep.
Yeah, that's bull.
Yeah, but man.
Their defense got worse. They couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah, but just looking at this is
what,
just,
they go 8-8? 9-7?
Something like that. It was really hard to watch because they just started playing bad football.
They're like the first defending champ to not make the playoffs in how many years?
A while. Yeah. And Carolina didn't make it either.
Yeah, they were fire. Yeah, dumpster fire.
They were garbage. All right, so then we had our actual picks.
They went 9-7.
Yeah, what were they by week 8?
I'm not looking that far back. You know the Eagles had a plus 36 point differential that was 4th in the NFC?
Don't care.
I was 7th in the NFC. But they went 7-9 with a plus 36. How messed up is that?
Don't care. Just proves you guys can't pull it out.
The Giants had a plus 26 run point differential, and they were 11-5. Now, we just lost. Well, we got Lane Johnson got suspended, and that screwed us.
Yeah, your defense was bad. All right, so we have our playoff picks, and this is where we'll get into the games. So right away, so each of us, we had the top four teams in there.
Time out. I'm just reading that Chip Kelly's going to be the new Falcons offensive coordinator, most likely.
Really? So yeah. They're just going to straight up trade
it's
practically?
Chip Kelly is a legitimate candidate to replace Kyle Shanahan as the Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator. That's bad for the Falcons. Why would you do that? Especially if they win the Super Bowl? That's rough. Yeah, I don't see how that's a good move if you're the Falcons.
I don't know. I mean, I would much rather keep Kyle Shanahan, but he's coming in the Niners.
Well, yeah, but have you seen what Chip Kelly did his last 2 years in the NFL? He won, like, negative games, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only reason he's staying in the NFL because he gets a bigger paycheck.
Yeah, but why would you hire the Jaguars pass on Chip Kelly? That should tell you something.
Yeah, that was weird.
They hired
Mike Shanahan?
They hired like a high school teacher, I think, to run.
No, it was Mike. I thought it was Mike Shanahan.
No, it's some other guy.
Where's Mike Shanahan then?
Mike Shanahan is old and done.
No, he came back, I thought.
No, that was Tom Coughlin works for the Jags now, but he's not offensive coordinator.
No, he's just
like
also
front,
old he's a front
done. Front
he's
like front office guy.
As Tim likes to say, father time.
Yeah.
If you ever meet Tim and you get to put a picture of Tom Coughlin in front of him, he'll tell you the story about how he invented football in time.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Then.
All right. Well, we were talking about how bad the playoffs were, or what were we going to do?
Yeah. So, let's see. Both of us had, for the NFC, we both had Cowboys, Seahawks, Falcons, and Packers. I called Packers taking the division. You thought Packers were going to get the wild card. And, but what we did not, and then our wild card picks.
You got the Vikings taking the wild card.
Yeah. Both our wild card picks were just dead wrong.
Yeah.
The two leftover we had, Vikings and Eagles, didn't even make it. It was Detroit, which who saw that coming?
Nobody. Not even Detroit.
I know. For some reason, they're just like, oh, we're going to play like an actual NFL team now.
Yeah, first time in what, their history?
No. Ever since, like, Barry Sanders.
Okay. That was before my time.
Yeah. But then New York. I went back and listened, and I was sitting there, and I debated putting New York
over the
Eagles.
How do we not have the Giants in our top 10?
I don't know. I don't think they were doing quite that well at that time.
They were like 9-3 at one point. They had to have been doing well.
9-3 would have been definitely after our podcast.
Yeah, I know, but that means at our podcast they would have had no more than 3 losses at least. Let me look at their schedule.
I don't know.
One, two.
But yeah, I debated putting New York in there, and as I was going back, I was like, I think I put the Giants as a wild card because that was the smarter choice back then.
They were 5-3 when we talked, and then they won like 6 out of their last 8 games.
Yeah, see, that's why. Because I don't think any team in our thing had like more than like 2 losses at that point or something.
The Eagles went talking 1-3, 4-3.
At that point? Yeah, that's why they were not on my list.
Whatever.
Homer.
You put them on your playoff list.
Yeah, because you talked me into it, and I should have gone against that. Because I was talking about, I said the Giants, so a nice cutting diamonds over there.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
70.
That's too cold for me.
So, yeah, I mean, the Giants coming in, Detroit coming in and just tearing it up.
AFC were a little bit more accurate outside of the Broncos.
Yeah, pretty much everyone besides the Broncos. So, yeah, we got every team right except for the Broncos.
Didn't see AFC. Miami. Miami won like 9 in a row.
Yeah, they just came out of nowhere.
And then they got screwed also with their quarterback.
Yeah. God, the 2 wild card teams in the AFC just like, oh, hey, guess what? You're about to go to the playoffs and your quarterback dies.
Yeah.
That was just, oh, the fact that Miami was even in there, though, it's just like, really? Because you keep forgetting that they won games because of how bad they look as a team.
They started 0-3, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, they were just not good. And then they picked it up.
Yeah.
But they were
they almost lost to the Browns. They should have lost to the Browns.
They were winning games despite themselves. You know, it's like they were probably putting out like for some
Miami
reason,
started 1-4.
Yeah. Holy crap. That is god awful. And then what happened?
They beat the Steelers, they beat the Bills, Jets, Chargers, Rams, they beat a bunch of bad teams. That's what happened.
But I mean that was just kind of out of nowhere. Miami coming in. But God,
good for them.
Yeah.
They pop up once every like 4 years and make a playoff appearance and lose pretty badly in it.
Yeah.
They'll be bad again for 4 years.
Yeah. Speaking of, so let's go ahead. So now that we actually did a lot better in the AFC by one pick.
No. What? We half know what we're talking about.
I would say we like 75% got it.
Yeah.
Solid C. Yeah. Solid C. Maybe
C's
a C
get
plus.
Degrees. That's what I went through college thinking.
Yeah, and I never got a C. I think I got a C in one class.
I got plenty of C's.
I got a C in one class, and it was a summer school class, and I had to do my final term paper and final test while on vacation in Florida.
That sucks.
Yeah. So my family's like, we want to go to Disney World right now. And I'm like, I'm writing a term paper about tool companies.
Get wrecked.
Yeah, it sucked. Luckily, it was like 3 days into the trip I was done.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Super Bowl picks. We both picked Patriots.
Yeah, because obvious is obvious.
Yeah.
And then Jared picked the Seahawks.
That's not a bad pick.
It wasn't a bad pick.
You just got lucky.
I didn't get lucky. I called this. I said Falcons were going to go in week 8.
All right.
That's not getting
you should
lucky.
Have bet on it. You would have won a lot of money.
I would have, and I don't know why I didn't.
You should have. Drew called it also.
Yeah.
Hi, Drew.
Drew called it. I called it. And then me and Drew, didn't Drew have a bet with me about Julio Jones's yards?
Yeah. What would you guys
I think I won.
What was the bet?
I think it was he'd be under like 1450 for the season or something like. Or
he
I
got
said
1409.
Yeah, so someone owes me money and I have to figure out.
But he got hurt, so is that fair?
Yeah,
he missed like 2 games and still got 1409.
I don't care.
You would have gotten wrecked in that bet.
Well, then if he hadn't gotten hurt, I would have paid up. On Sunday, I'll have to make him pay me.
Well, you probably wouldn't have found out who you bet with if he lost or if you lost.
Well, someone would have brought it. Drew brought up that he lost.
I don't. Was it Drew?
I think it was someone, because you wouldn't take the bet with me.
I would.
Or no, Cody. I wouldn't. Someone, there was like you and Cody or someone weren't taking the bet with me.
I would have bet that he would have got over 1450.
Yeah, I said he was going to do under. And I was right.
Well, you just got lucky he got hurt.
Well, I am just a better, I just know football better than you, apparently.
Yeah. So who you got in the Super Bowl?
I got the Falcons. I'm taking the Falcons on this. You called Patriots over Seahawks. Seahawks aren't even in it. And then I said it was going to be the Falcons or
What's
the Seahawks.
What's with you, Falcons or Seahawks, no, you cheater?
Because as I was writing down, but the highlighted is what I called to win the Super Bowl in there. That's what I said. I said, because you said Seahawks, and I said, I think it's going to be the Falcons, but I could see the Seahawks, but I think it's going to be Falcons, and I think they're going to win.
Well, I'm changing my pick.
No, I said this.
Well, I'm changing my pick right now.
I said this like 11 weeks ago.
And I'm saying this right now.
The
Falcons are going to beat the Patriots.
Let's do it.
And Dan Marino agrees.
I think I feel like it's probably 50-50 split for most people.
They're plus 3, plus 135.
I don't know betting lines that much.
Plus 3 points?
Oh, okay. I figured that. I don't know. Plus
130. If you bet $100, you get $135.
Oh, got it.
So your ticket's worth $235. It's pretty easy. It's math.
Yeah, I don't bet. I don't know. And I don't do math. I actually, I didn't have to take pre-calc because I told my vice principal and advisor that I was going to have a film degree in college. And they're just like, okay. But before I told them that, they're like, you want to get out of pre-calc? But I don't know. We don't really let anyone out. And I was like, I'm getting a film degree. And they're like, okay, here you go. It's like, oh, thanks. There's some confidence for you. Yeah, so I called Falcons back in the day.
Falcons 34, Patriots 28.
Oh, you're going numbers.
34-28. You know, they haven't scored under 34 points in about a month and a half.
Yeah. You know, they've also scored on their opening drive in their last eight or nine games.
Yeah.
That's a crazy stat.
I'm looking at prop bets.
All right, let's do a quick review of this playoff, though.
Okay, quick review. It was terrible.
Yeah, there was no fun games.
Let's see how many games were decided by a touchdown or less. We'll go none in the wild card. Green Bay, Dallas. Chiefs, Kansas City was it. Or Chiefs and Pittsburgh.
Chiefs, Pittsburgh.
Only games decided by a touchdown or less.
Yeah.
Green Bay killed the Giants. They got killed by Atlanta. Atlanta killed Seattle. Seattle killed Detroit. New England killed everybody.
Yep.
Pittsburgh killed Miami.
Houston put up over 20 points for the first time all season.
Not all season.
No, that was the first time they put up over 21 points the entire season.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
I got to look that up.
I swear.
I'm fact checking
it. It was
right
either
now.
Like the whole season or half the season. It was some length of time, but it was a long length of time.
Let's look. Why can't I find the Texans on here? Oh, they don't exist as a team anymore.
They just disbanded it.
They scored 20 points against the Jags. They scored 20 against the Raiders. They scored 21 against the Jags. They scored 23 against 26 against the Colts.
And what?
No, they scored 24 against the Jags.
And that's week
20 against the Lions. They scored 21 against the Jags in week 16. 15. 22 in week 14.
Okay. Well, it was something like they hadn't put up over like a certain amount of points. But this was the most points they scored all season.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I'm trying to say. It was
tied for the most points, yeah. They're very limited in what they do offensively.
Yeah, which I don't know how they keep making. I thought the Titans were going to do a lot better.
Yeah, but Mariota got hurt.
Yeah. God, it was the year of hurt quarterbacks. Yeah, so the playoffs this year were just, there was only a couple good games to watch. That Kansas City-Pittsburgh game was good. Watching Atlanta destroy the Seahawks was great. And then, yeah, that's about it. Wow. Hopefully the Super Bowl is not a blowout like last year.
Yeah, that'd be so disappointing.
Last year's Super Bowl.
Was last year a blowout?
Last year was the Panthers-Broncos game.
I didn't think that was a blowout. I thought it was semi-close.
Didn't the Panthers just, like, shit the bed, though?
I mean, we all thought they were going to win, and they didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think this one will be bad.
No.
Both offenses are too good for this to be bad.
Last year was pretty garbage.
Yeah.
But this year, I think we're going to have a very good Super Bowl.
I think it comes down to Atlanta's defense being better than New England's defense.
And Atlanta's defense at the time was pretty bad, and they've gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we think Falcons are going to take it. You're calling 34-28.
34-28.
I'm not going to call a number because I'm really bad with those, and every time I try to do it, I'm just dead wrong.
Julio Jones is going to go ham sandwich.
Yeah, of course he is. I think Mohamed Sanu gets a touchdown.
I think they all get touchdowns.
Yeah.
You get a touchdown, you get a touchdown.
So Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman, Mohamed Sanu,
Julio Jones, and some random guy, Jacob Tammy.
Jacob Tammy, or Austin Hooper will get one, probably.
Yeah.
Just touchdown. Everyone gets one touchdown.
Yeah.
It's like, we're up by 30 points. Who wants to run it in? I could see Falcons running away with it if they like really step up their game. But it would have been sweet to see Roger Goodell have to hand the Lombardi trophy to Tom Brady.
Yeah, but, I mean, if I didn't hate the Patriots, but like, yeah, I hope they win just so that can happen, because I don't like Goodell. I hate the Patriots.
I hate Goodell more than I dislike the
you
Patriots.
You know they're America's most hated team?
Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they win all the time.
You know who's number two?
Who?
The Cowboys.
Yeah, I could see that.
They're reversed on my list, but
it was barely. It's only Patriots just because they're so good.
Yeah, and they cheat.
Whatever. I really don't care. But in Cowboys, just because a lot of people don't like Texas.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, okay, before we get out of here, let's do a couple of the funny prop bets.
All right, I have them right here. How many times will Matty Ice be said on TV during live broadcast?
Ooh, is there an over-under on it?
It's two.
That's it?
I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I'm taking over on that for sure.
Let's see what else is good. How many times will Deflategate be mentioned on TV during the broadcast?
Ooh.
Over-under is 1.5.
Oh, I'll take the over on that. Easy.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a funny one.
Dude, they'll talk about Deflategate in the pregame show 3 times.
Will Houston, we have a problem, be set on TV during the live broadcast? Yes is 5-2 odds, while no is 1-4. Oh, those are terrible odds in favor of no. I might have to say yes.
I'm going to go with yes.
We have a problem. I hope it said with Matty Ice and Deflategate in the same sentence.
Houston, we have a problem. Matty Ice has destroyed Deflategate.
Will the word lacrosse be said during TV?
Lacrosse?
Yeah, I guess Patriots receiver Chris Hogan played lacrosse.
lacrosse
once. People forget, apparently. Let's see what other ones are good.
What's the color on the Gatorade one?
It's going to be red, dude.
It's blue. It's always blue.
No, it's going to be red.
Yeah. I think it's usually blue.
How long will it take Luke Bryan to sing the national anthem from the moment he starts singing? Under 2 minutes 9 seconds.
No, I'll go under.
Yeah, don't country singers usually just get it out of the way? They don't like really hit the high notes for a year.
They do. They do, but yeah, they don't. Country singers, I mean, certain ones can, but I mean, he's not going to like drag on too much.
Here's a good one. What will Luke Bryan be wearing when he starts singing the national anthem? Blue jeans, 1-2, or any other pants or shorts, 3-2?
Oh, blue jeans.
Yeah.
Easy. But know what he should be draped in?
What?
Nothing but the American flag. Just have the guitar wrapped in American flag and just singing that song.
With a cowboy hat on?
With a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, it's Houston. The next one is, will Luke Bryan be wearing a hat?
Yes, 100%. Yes, well, that's the thing.
Yes is plus 140. That's good odds.
I might take that. Well, that's the thing. He doesn't normally wear cowboy hats. He wears hats kind of like yours. He's more into like the trucker flex fit hats.
Is anybody going to be kneeling during the anthem?
Oh, I don't think Patriots or Falcons had anyone doing that this year.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
I'll say no.
How many times will Trump be said on TV? Over-under is 1.5.
I'll take the over.
From kickoff to final whistle.
I'll take over.
Live broadcast only, halftime and commercials do not apply.
I guess under.
Under. Then. I'm going to take under.
I don't think they'll want to.
I don't think Fox wants that.
No. No, they're Rupert Murdoch. Is that the
one? What will be higher on Super Bowl Sunday, Tom Brady rushing yards or Donald Trump's interview with Bill O'Reilly in minutes? So, like, 150 yards would be like
150 minutes?
Yeah, I guess.
He's okay. Not going to rush for it.
Yeah, he's not. That was really bad.
I'm going
to
say
just saw plus 150 next to his name. So, like, 30 yards would be 30 minutes. I'm going to say Donald Trump's interview because Tom Brady's not going to run.
No, that interview is going to be at least 50 minutes. That's a stupid bet. Yeah, Tom Brady doesn't run. Then watch Tom Brady just like run the whole field for a touchdown at one point.
What coach's name is going to be said first? Dan Quinn or Bill Belichick?
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I'm going
to
take that one.
Yeah, Bill Belichick. Easy. And these are all from the start of the whistle to...
Yeah.
To the end.
Must say full name, too. Obviously, no one just says Bill
or
Belichick. No one says Quinn or Dan. What color liquid? So, the clear is 3-1. Lime or the green is 3-1. Orange, 3-1. Yellow is 3-1. Red is 6-1. Blue is 15-2, which is 7.5-1.
Yeah.
Purple is 12-1.
I think it's normally been blue.
I'm going to go with red.
I'm going to go with blue.
You should put some money on that.
All right, let's do it. Well, we're doing aren't we going to do them on Sunday?
Yeah. I'll print out some sheets and we'll just like circle some stuff.
Dude, we should do squares anyways.
No one. We have to fill 100 squares. Even if I do $1 a square, that means we have to fill $100.
Get your dad in on it. Like,
my dad's already doing like work squares. I'm already doing work squares.
Fine. But every time we do squares, I end up winning.
Which Donald Trump keeps finding his way into these things. Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first? God, 2-1. Teammates, 2-1. Coach, 9-1. Family, 9-1. Owner, 9-1. Donald Trump, 20-1.
Oh my God, that's stupid.
Why would... That has to be a troll.
Julio Jones just comes out. I'd like to thank Donald Trump.
I doubt that Julio Jones will...
I know, that's the joke.
Yeah, I know. Tom Brady might.
Tom Brady does not want to talk about politics. God, that has been so annoying. Everyone's trying to take him down for that. He's like, I'm literally not going to say which way on anything.
Yeah, he's a sports figure. Let him stay a sports figure.
Yeah. It's like, he's like, I have been friends with Trump for longer than he has ever had a political career.
Yeah.
I've been friends with him for years.
Yeah, just let him stay a sports figure.
So that's all I'm going to say. I've been friends with him for years. Whether I agree with him on anything or not, I will not say. Even if I disagree, not going to say it.
Yeah. And what color hair will Lady Gaga's hair be?
Oh, like whatever.
I heard she wasn't. She got like taken off, and Migos were playing. Someone could have been joking with me.
No, there was a petition to have that happen.
I was like, Migos at the Super Bowl?
There has been a petition. Dude, I once signed a petition to have Guar play the Super Bowl halftime.
I don't know who Guar is.
Look him up.
Okay, what song is she going to play first? Born This Way is 9-4, Bad Romance 5-2, Edge of Glory 6-1, Poker Face 10-1, Just Dance 10-1, Any Other Song 11-10.
I'll go Any Other Song. She'll play whatever.
I'm going to go Bad Romance.
I would have to say she'll do whatever like is the popular song off her current album.
Nah, she's got no one even knows who she is anymore. I don't even know she has a current album.
Does she? I know. When you're not listening,
it's got to be a banger though. No one wants to fall asleep,
dude. I don't. Dude, last year's
Super
Bowl.
What's her hair color? You said what?
Like platinum blonde or something like that.
Yeah, blonde is 1-4. Any other color, 5-2.
Yeah, I'll go with blonde. Yeah, because she's been blonde like all the time. I don't know why it'd be any different. Like, last year's Super Bowl halftime was just... It's like you forgot that Coldplay was a part of it as soon as they brought out Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I didn't. I forgot Coldplay was a part of it.
Yeah. It's no Katy Perry riding a giant tiger with Missy Elliott.
Katy Perry was also Left Shark, right?
Yeah, that was Left Shark. Bruno Mars with the Chili Peppers was good. Yeah. No, okay, look up Guar and tell me if you want them to play a Super Bowl halftime show. G-W-A-R.
G-W-A-R. Dude, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, it was like Paul McCartney's old ass playing.
I remember
because
that.
It was the year after the nip slip.
Oh,
so they wanted to go super conservative, so they went Paul McCartney by himself and playing in Jacksonville. That was so bad. I'm embarrassed. Gwar. Yeah. Oh, God, no. I didn't even click anything. I just saw a picture of them on... That's scary. There's kids going to be watching.
I know. That's the best part. So anyone looking up Gwar is this crazy...
shock rock.
Yeah, they're a shock
crossover
rock.
Thrash.
Yeah, so it's imagine like a new age Alice Cooper.
Oh,
but
God,
like the costumes are like super crazy elaborate.
Yeah.
They're pretty hilarious. Like their live shows has a splash zone.
I got to get out. This is scaring me. I'm
out of here. Jared, I just gave Jared nightmares.
Yeah.
It's funny because their music like isn't like it's not the best, but it's also like not super hard. It's just like standard like 80s and 90s metal.
I'm just kind of hard pass on that.
All right. Well, I think you got to go play some golf.
I got to play some golf.
Can't talk about it, but you can play it.
I can't talk about it, but I can play it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming back on. Maybe we'll do like maybe next week. We might do a quick like 10-minute recap of everything.
Maybe.
Or I'll just say, like, I won.
Yeah, you can thrash me again.
Yeah, I'll just play some Gwar on you.
God, no. I'm just gonna... a whole podcast of just, it's a Gwar listening party. Ugh. No one will see you, but you'll be dressed up just like them behind the microphone.
Hey, everyone, welcome to the Gwar podcast.
Well, now... that's how you'll drop your listeners real quick.
All 14. But I do have an idea for when we're going over to your place for Super Bowl now.
What?
Don't worry about it.
You better not. I will not let you in.
Don't worry.
Carly won't let you do that
you
either.
No, I'm not going to dress up.
Oh. You better not play any of that stuff.
I'm not going to play it.
Okay.
I was just going to print out a bunch of pictures and put it all over your room.
They won't give me my deposit back.
No, no, I'm just going to like print out and like tape them to the wall.
I know, I'm joking. Like, it'll be so scary that... like they'll walk in there. Like I won't want to touch the pictures to take them down. I'll just leave them up, and they'll like.
They'll keep trying to get me over to take them off.
Yeah,
just make Gage do it.
Wow, Gage will be too scared too.
I'm just gonna. I gotta hide at least one picture of them in there.
Oh God!
So like halfway through your underwear, so halfway through the week, you're like, oh God,
just injure myself.
Or I'll put it under your pillow, so you're just like, oh, what's this? Ah! That'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, football turned into scaring Jared.
To Gwar, yeah.
Excuse me. So, yeah, but thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. We have to play more racquetball soon.
We do. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
It is.
Hopefully the other court's cleaned up so we can go do it in there and not have to worry about the basketball hoop.
Yeah. Hopefully. Did you get on them again? Did they tell you?
No, I haven't checked.
Okay.
But I need to.
Maybe next week we'll go play.
Yeah.
We'll play a lot when I... move back.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it gets me out of the house.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's actually really fun. I got so tired.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next week. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys enjoy the Super Bowl. As always, you can follow me online on Twitter at BTJMOpod, Facebook.com/BTJMOpod, but that's just my opinion at gmail.com. And the song this week is a song called Make a Decision by the Early November. A band I've been listening to for a long time, finally got to see them for the first time. A couple weeks ago. And it was an awesome show, and this is one of the songs they played. And I hope you guys like it. And just remember, you can agree or disagree with me. At the end of the day, that's just my opinion.
A man stays in his house. He says, no, I'm not leaving. You'll never scare me out. Not even if you blow your I'll throw it down and take it like a champion. So here's without our fancy plates. We never. Yeah.